I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. So start getting your best night's sleep in sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. And you can try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee, plus 15% off your first order with code BUTTERY. So head to BOLLandBranch.com today. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
It is no secret that my top manifesting hack is my daily use of subliminal audios. I mean, mostly because I'm lazy and I get to manifest in my sleep. What a goddamn dream. Who wouldn't love it? Subliminal messaging has been around for years. The Guardian published an article back in 2007 stating that scientists have found that subliminal messages leave a mark on the brain. And that's why everyone from Apple to Coca-Cola have infamously used it in their advertising campaigns. Subliminal stimuli are any sensory stimuli below a person's threshold for conscious perception, i.e., you think you're just listening to a relaxing piece of music, but boom, there are hundreds, if not thousands, of powerful statements and affirmations beneath the music that you can't hear with your conscious brain. These affirmations can have distinct impacts on people's thoughts and behavior. Choose from a range including perfect health, wealth and success, beauty and confidence, fertility, weight loss, meet your soulmate, peaceful and present parent, happy kids, and so much more. Easily download onto your phone or live stream when exercising, cooking dinner, in the bath, or my personal favorite, as you go to sleep as part of your daily mindset practice. Go to francescaamber.com to get yours. Love reading but never find the time? I have the perfect thing for you, and it's Audible. You can listen to all of your favorite books whilst you're driving, whilst you're cleaning, whilst you're doing whatever the fuck you want to do. You don't have to sit and physically read, because truly, who has time for that anymore? If you would like a free month's trial of Audible, simply click the link in my show notes and you can get a free month. No obligation to stay after. Do what you got to do. Live your goddamn life. Try Audible today, because that New Year's resolution to read more ain't never going to happen. Hello and welcome back to Law of Attraction Changed My Life. This week we are talking about something very exciting, which is work. Is that exciting? It should be, because we spend most of our life doing it. We're talking about dream jobs, how to get your dream job, how to get your dream career, how to live your best goddamn life. The reason I want to talk about this right now is because obviously we are still very much in the middle of a pandemic, and although praise be to Jesus, we have found a vaccine, we've found a cure, there is still a lot of damage that has been caused by the pandemic. 171,000 jobs in the UK alone have been lost or at risk because of the pandemic. We have a drugstore here called Boots that has lost 4,000 jobs just from that one place. British Airways, one of our airlines, 12,000 jobs. DHL, a delivery service, 2,200 jobs. Can you hear that in the background? That was a baby. Hopefully you can't hear that. And then, of course, we've just had the news that the Arcadia Group has just collapsed. Thanks to Philip Green, the worst boss in the fucking world. And I'm sure I saw somewhere that that is going to be about 24,000 jobs in the UK that are going to be lost. And so it is a hard time for everybody work-wise. There's not many people that have thrived in this pandemic. I think most people would say that they are worse off now than they were this time last year. But I'm here to tell you that this time of hardship could also be the best thing that has ever fucking happened to you. And that sometimes when it seems like everything is trying to drag us down, sometimes the universe is just clearing a fucking path. And I speak from experience. So just to give you my little background, had jobs that I hated most of my life, most of my 20s. And then finally, about 8 years ago, my ex-husband was like, you got to quit your job. You hate it. That's one of his favorite things to do with people that he dates, is he likes to get them to quit their job. And I'm here for it, to be honest. It worked out pretty well for me. And I started doing what was my little side hustle, which was spray tanning. And I built up a beauty business. And then eventually, I think it was 3 years ago, I bought a salon in London. And actually, it worked really, really well. My lifestyle worked so fucking well. My lifestyle before the pandemic was, what's the word? It all hinged on certain things working, but it just fucking worked. So I only worked 2 days a week. I would go down to London. I would work a solid like 48 hours. I mean, from 7 in the morning to like 10:30, 11 at night. It was pretty fucking wild. I would work as much as people wanted me. I had other people working with me as well. It was fantastic. And then on the weekends, I would Airbnb my apartment in London. So it meant that even though I'd moved out of London, I still got to keep my flat there. I still got to live there, you know? And actually, I earned more from Airbnb in my apartment at the weekends than I would have if I just rented it out solidly. So life was pretty fucking perfect. I had no complaints. I loved it. Then the coronavirus happened. And within 4 days, everything that I'd built my life and my my income on literally fell apart and it didn't work anymore. And it's still true to that day. So the Airbnb business, nobody's fucking traveling to London. That doesn't work at all. Thankfully, I've actually got a couple living in there now, like actually just like normal renters. But the salon, everything, all my income, I lost it within 4 days. Add to this that the week or two before, I'd found out that I was pregnant with twins. So I'd gone from this rather solid situation where, yes, even though I was a single parent, my daughter and I had a really good life. I mean, who has two homes when they're a single parent and they just work 2 days a week? Hashtag blessed. And I loved everything about my life and it worked so well, to suddenly being in a really, really precarious situation where I had just bought a new house 8 weeks prior and I suddenly found myself with no fucking income. I clearly didn't read Rich Dad, Poor Dad, because I had all this liability of two mortgages. I've got a daughter to support. I don't get any financial support from her dad at all, which is fine. He's got to live his life. If he wants to take that to his grave, then, you know, I hope his conscience is clear at night. That's all I'm going to say about that. But yeah, like I literally just went from having a good life to thinking, what the fuck am I going to do? And I don't know if anybody saw, but I did an article in a British newspaper we have here. I don't know why I'm assuming most of you are American, because most of you, I keep acting like only people in America are listening to this. No, most of you are English and then it goes America. But it's like a tabloid newspaper here. And they were asking for beauty bosses to talk about how the pandemic has affected them. And I was saying to the journalists, like, Boris Johnson in this country was so slow in providing support for self-employed people. I had a period of 2 to 3 months where I had no idea how I was going to survive and how I was going to survive. And especially being pregnant with hormones and stuff, there would be other people or me maybe in a different time and place that you could have fucking killed yourself. You know, you see people that do that all the time because they can't see a way out. So when I say I am coming from a place of experience, I have hit rock bottom this year. I know what it feels like. So if anyone out there has lost their job or has been made redundant or lost their income or lost their business, I feel you. I was there too. So like I say, a business that I built up over 6 to 8 years was literally gone within 4 days. I felt completely blindsided. And I just racked my brains for the whole of that first lockdown. I racked my brains thinking, what can I do? I have to be able to do something. I have to earn money somehow. And I was almost in a competition, a competition that no one else knew they were in, but I was in a competition with everybody that I knew to try and prove that I was the worst off. I was the one that had, I was basically having a pity party for myself. I was like, who else is pregnant and on their own and having twins and just bought a new house and lost all their income? Who else? Who else? And I would get so angry at people that would be complaining that they were on furlough. And I'd be like, what? You're complaining that you're fucking at home getting paid for being at home? I would get so angry. I'd get so bitter. I was in a race to the bottom with myself. And I also would get like really jealous when I'd see people thriving. So there's a girl in my village, lovely girl, and she was doing these. So she's a newborn photographer and she obviously could not run her business during lockdown. And so she started this thing on Facebook where she just said to people, send me pictures of your children and I will edit them into like nice backgrounds and kind of make composite pictures. This girl earned so much money from doing it because she put one day how many she'd done and I worked it out and I was like, holy fuck. And it just made me even more disappointed in myself that I should be thriving during this time. This is my last couple of months without having 3 children. Like, my Lord, it's so hard to get work done when you've got children around you, isn't it? Like, I literally am sitting bouncing with one of them with my feet right now because she just has cried pretty much all day. I've just gone out for an almost midnight drive because I'm one of those crazy people now that will just go for a drive nowhere just because it means the babies will sleep. So I just wanted to make the most of this time and be able to earn money. But no matter what I thought of, I couldn't make it work. I couldn't do it.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week we talk about the curious things that people do. Fans say it's like hanging out with your funny friends. If you like lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and a hint of psychology, chances are we are discussing something relevant to you, like relationships, dreams, phobias, weddings, work, cults, 100 topics and counting. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like humans. Please click the link in the show notes.
So at some point during that first lockdown, I decided to restart Law of Attraction Changed My Life, because believe it or not, the year before, I did actually quit it. I stopped and I said to people, you can unfollow me now because I've done this for 8 years, but actually I really have to focus on like my daughter and what makes me money, which is my salon, the N7 Collective. If you're looking for lashes or tans this December, head to the N7 Collective in Islington. We're open late night, just to let you know. I really just was like, no, I'm 35. I need to buy a home. I have to focus on what makes me money. And I gave up the Law of Attraction. But thank God, during lockdown, I was bored. I'd already painted my kitchen pink. I'd already cleared out my garden. I'd done all the weird shit that everyone did during lockdown. And so I thought, you know what? I'm going to learn how to podcast. And I started Law of Attraction Changed My Life podcast. And it was mostly to try and improve my own shitty life. I'd gone from having a life that I loved to just being stuck in lockdown in a village that I'd just moved to. I didn't really know anyone. And trying to entertain a 4-year-old all day and being pregnant and exhausted as well. So I just wanted to use the Law of Attraction to improve my life and also to improve the lives of others, because everyone was in this situation. We'd never been in a situation before ever where you might have one of your friends or one of your family members who's having a bit of a shit time, but never before have we ever been in a situation where the whole, not even nation, the whole world collectively was almost like grieving for the loss of their old life and were anxious and terrified about what was going to happen. And so something I also did this year was the book The Magic. And I did it for the third time about 2 or 3 weeks ago now, because my friend John was like, let's finish 2020 with a bang, because we actually have kind of had great years. I mean, I have my daughters, I started a podcast. My friend Kay, her and her husband own a liquor store in New Jersey. And actually, in the pandemic, they're one of these businesses that thrive. As soon as they go into lockdown, they are busy. I guess because everyone is home drinking. I don't know. And so, yeah, 2 or 3 weeks ago, we decided to start the magic. Now, I know that I bang on about the magic so much, but that's because it truly is one of the most transformational processes I've ever done in my life. So my focus this time was purely on work and financial. And I don't want to win money. I've really understood that in my life now, is that I don't want to win money and I don't want to be given money, because I absolutely love business. I love being entrepreneurial. It excites me so much. When you see those adverts now trying to get people to shop small, and they're like, when you shop at a small business, someone does a little happy dance. I'm that bitch doing a happy dance. That's me, because I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. So I focused on work and financial because, to be honest, thank God, everything else in my life is really good at the moment. I had a little bit of doubts about moving to this particular village, but we are loving it now. Bo, honestly, I swear she knows every single fucking person that lives here. We come out of school, she's like Paris Hilton outside of a nightclub. She's like, hello, hello, I know that boy. He's in my class. She's my best friend. Emily, hello, it's me. And I'm just like, Lord, like, she's loving it. I've got friends in this village now. We are just thriving. Everything else is good. My daughters are healthy. I'm living near my family. I've got great friendships. Everything is glorious. Thank you, universe. But the only area that could do with some major improvements is work and finance. I don't really have any way of earning any money. My salon is in a completely different county, and yet again, we're fucking locked down. So do you remember last week I was saying that on my vision board, I wanted to put pictures of girls on Instagram that are like surrounded by mailing bags? Well, I'm now that bitch. That's me. I am that Instagram girl surrounded by mailing bags, because within 4 days of starting the magic, the ideas started flowing. So the first thing that happened was the candle collaboration. So I was sitting there with my sister, and my sister has this incredible candle company called The Clean Candle Company. She's very passionate. Her son has quite bad asthma. And when he was younger, it got to the point where he would be taken away in an ambulance, like with oxygen and stuff. And her nanny, her child actually died of an asthma attack, which I feel like you never think of children dying of asthma attacks, do you? But it fucking happens. And so she was really passionate about having a candle company that was non-toxic. She found out all this shit that was like, the normal candles we buy in stores are paraffin, and it's basically like having a diesel engine running in your house. Like, the levels of pollution it gives off are insane. And so she started up this little passion project. So we were talking, and all of a sudden she was like, hang on a second, why haven't you ever done candles? Like, because she's had a few influencers ask if she can make candles for them. And she's like, why don't you do some law of attraction candles, like some manifesting ones? And I was like, yeah, that's a good idea, but we couldn't really think of any decent names. Then all of a sudden I was like, oh, I have the perfect idea. We make them smell like things that you want to manifest. And so the first one I ever thought of was, this smells like my future husband, because she had this gorgeous scent that was like honey and tobacco. It's such a manly, expensive smell. And then I was like, oh, and we need, this smells like my dream home. This smells like, and so the idea was born. We get it up and running within 24 hours. My friend John over in Australia mocks up some pictures of exactly what I want the labels to look like. And I put it up for sale before we even had put them together, because I was just so, and this is the thing they say with the law of attraction, when something starts flowing, it just flows so fast. It's effortless. Well, I wouldn't say effortless. There was a lot of effort that went in, but it just happens. And so the candles went up for sale, and they were a huge success. Literally within the first 2 or 3 days, we had sold so many. Anushka was like, I don't know what we're going to do. Like, I don't know how we're going to process all of these. So we had to have almost like a little factory processing line. And I remember saying to her, how insane that whole first lockdown, we sat around saying, oh, if only there was something we could do, if only there was, how can I earn money? The whole time we could have done this. And yet it was only at this point when I started the magic that it just became really obvious. And luckily through my sister, I got connected with a couple of other little independent businesses and artists that wanted to sell their work through Law of Attraction Changed My Life. So I would tell them what I would want and what I think that my listeners would want. So I've got the original art prints and stuff like that, and they made them. And what I love about that is local businesses, independent women-owned businesses making money, not massive factories in fucking China or, you know, some big brand. No, just little businesses. I love that shit. And so the next step for me, a couple of days later, maybe a week later, was something that I've been putting off for a really, really long time. But people had been asking me, I wish you did podcasts more than once a week. I wish they were every day. I wish that you could do more content. I wish. And I just could not justify dedicating the time, because believe it or not, I don't just pick up the microphone and just make a podcast. Like, I do plan it out. I do plan the things that I want to include in it. I do want you to leave it with these takeaways that are like, right, Fran said something really specific about what I should do and not just rambled for 20 minutes. Do you know what I mean? So it does actually take quite a bit of time. And I guess I always felt guilty for the time that it took me, because I've been teaching the Law of Attraction and sharing the Law of Attraction for 8 years now, and I've never earned money from it as such. I mean, the only money I've ever earned from it is, you know, those ads you get at the beginning of YouTube. And I think over the whole 8 years, I made about £600. So less than £100 a year, not really worth it. But it was always something that I felt quite uncomfortable about. And I don't know why, because people were asking for it, people wanted it. But here was I saying no, because I didn't feel comfortable charging for it. And so I finally decided to set up my Patreon, because I thought, well, what's the worst that could happen? Maybe no one will take me up on it. And, you know, at least I know I've tried. So if you don't know, Patreon is a platform for artists to get paid for the content that they create. So like, this podcast will always be free and will always be open for everyone to listen to. But for people that really want more and they want to be more involved and they want to contribute, then It's basically a £10 a month book club. And each month we do a book or a challenge. And I started off doing the magic, because that seemed an obvious place to start, because it's just such incredible results, honestly. So I was really hoping that I would get maybe 20 to 30 people signed up in the first month. I got over 200 in the first week. 200. I could not believe it. And the best thing about it was, it feels so good. It feels so, I feel like I'm serving my highest purpose. So today I got 3 phone calls today alone asking me if we have sunbeds at the salon. People call, have you got sunbed? No, we only do spray tans. They're like, oh, it's shit. And I'm like, well, sorry, I don't want to be responsible for giving people fucking cancer. And I have to admit that my salon business doesn't give me the highest vibration. Like, I love making people feel good about themselves. I love that. But I've never wanted to get sunbeds, because I don't want to be like responsible for people having skin cancer. I don't feel great about promoting Botox clinics with like Botox and fillers, because I don't have lip fillers. I don't have stuff like that. And yet I am selling it to other people, and it doesn't give me the highest vibrational feeling, because, you know, women already have a pay gap. And then on top of that, we're expected to spend a proportion of our income on making ourselves look acceptable by society's standards, whereas men don't have to do that. I mean, men, a fucking box of Just for Men once a month. What the fuck is that compared to what we spend? Anyway, whereas this, truly sharing the Law of Attraction with people and trying to help them consistently use it in their life, I feel like is the highest purpose for me being here on this planet. I absolutely love the messages I get every day for people saying, this has literally changed my life. This has got me through the last couple of weeks. The messages I get are insane. They are insane. I got one just today from a lady who said, that she was feeling really down because she had been told that she was going to have to wait 9 or 10 months for to be referred to a fertility clinic from her doctor. And so she was feeling really down about the fact that she was going to have to wait almost another year before she even got seen. And so she started the Magic Book Club with us, I think 2 or 3 days ago. And she drove to Tesco, did her food shop, and she actually bought a newborn outfit, which is something that I recommend doing if you're trying to manifest something, to physically buy something that you can see. And she bought a little newborn outfit. And on her drive home, she got a phone call from her doctors and they were like, oh, actually, we can see you now. Pretty much. I think it's like she sent me the message. I think it was like, we can see you next week. You've been bumped up. So she sent me a message saying, I cannot thank you enough. I can't believe how much this has changed my life. Like, this is, it's shocking. And I just fucking live for those messages. And if I spend the rest of my life trying to convince people to try the law of attraction in their life for whatever it is that they can improve their life, I will spend the rest of my life doing that. And I fucking love it. The community that's been born out of this Patreon as well is incredible. There's two, like I say, there's about 200 of us. We have a WhatsApp group. We have a Facebook group. These girls are becoming best friends. There's already talk about a global reunion when this like coronavirus is over. They are absolutely raising each other's vibrations. And to feel like that's what I'm doing as a job, like if you told me that my job would now be as a podcaster and Law of Attraction Changed My Life would be my job, I'd say, nah, no way. What? In a week or two, that will be my job. But it is. And that is the power of the magic. And that's why I want to continue sharing it with you guys. And I want you to be consistent and actually follow through on it. Because come on, how many of you bought the magic and didn't actually see it past day 7? Come on, we've all done it. I know that I have. And so anyway, we're keeping each other accountable on there. And it's such a high vibe thing. And I'm so happy. I can't believe it's taken me 8 years to actually do this. So every time I do the magic, I do like to write a little list of all the things that have happened to me. So earning an income from my podcast and from the Law of Attraction after 8 years of doing it, that was the number one thing that's happened to me. I got sent a ton of free baby stuff. Lots of companies have started sending me stuff on Instagram. I've got some lovely sensory things, a twin pillow, all this stuff. People just want to send me free stuff. Keep sending it to me. I love it. Opportunities have come about. There's... Oh, it makes me laugh. This guy contacted me and he was like, it's pretty legit actually. There's some like big hitters in this company, like some of the partners, and they're creating this app that is a mind and body fitness kind of app. And so you sign up to it and not only do you get your body fit, but you kind of work out your mind as well. And he wanted me to create some content or all that kind of stuff. And so I had a phone meeting with him and I was in my car because that's the only way the girls, I can guarantee that they'll be quiet. And I had to interrupt him because I was in the McDonald's drive-thru and I was like, sorry, love, can we stop talking about the fitness app? Can I have a McChicken sandwich meal, please, with an extra large milkshake? Fatty. And then, you know, when someone's putting their foot in it really slowly and they don't realize until the last minute, He said, there's so many workout apps these days and everyone just looks like a supermodel. They look so perfect. He's like, we want to be the opposite of that. We want really relatable people. That's why we wanted you. And you know, you're thinking, how fucking rude. Oh, can you hear that? That's Laveau. That is Laveau Safina. Right, let me see if I can stop her crying. Bear with. Oh, that was easy. Tits, tits. Thank God for tits. So yes, just amazing opportunities. People asking if they can work with me. I've got somebody from YouTube who's got like 500,000 subscribers. She wants to be a guest on the podcast. All these things. Also, I know a lady, we went on holiday together last year. She's a friend of a friend. She has a couple. I'm really sorry if you can hear this baby feeding. It is a disgusting noise. I do apologize, but I don't think there's any other way I'm going to get through this. She's a comedian. Her name's Nicole Byer and she has a podcast that I absolutely love called Why Won't You Date Me? And I have held off asking her anything about podcasting because I'm very aware that like when I wrote my book, I used to have so many people message me being like, oh, Fran, I've always wanted to write a book. Can you give me tips, or can you give me your publisher's number? And it's like, how many of those people actually followed through and wrote a book? From my experience, a big fat zero. So I'm very aware that I didn't want to ask her anything or say anything until it was up and running and it was a success. And so she contacts me out of the blue and asks a favor for something. And I'm like, sure, that's fine. Then the next thing I know, she's asked for my address and she sent The Babies and Bohemia like a massive box of Gucci and Burberry outfits, like just overly generous, like not even just one outfit each, more than one outfit each. And I was like, what on earth? If this isn't the magic, I don't know what is. I mean, no one's ever just sent Gucci and Burberry to my door. Like, what on earth? And then I just said to her, if you ever want someone to come on your show and talk about manifesting your dream husband, because that's what her show is all about, is dating and stuff like that, I'm your girl. And she was like, I'll have you on in January. So I'm holding her to that. I'm very, very excited about it. But this is all stuff that's happened within the first week of doing the magic. Like I say, I was in the sun. They offered me £100 to just basically say what I love talking about, which is how salons are being treated unfairly and that we should be allowed to open. What else happened to me? Oh, I hit 25,000 followers on my Instagram, which is an amazing number. And just little things as well. Like I bought a couple of things online. I saw a cardigan I really liked and it was £50. And then literally just as I went to check out, it just said, have you used your coupon? And I was like, which coupon? And it was 60% off. 60? I thought, what? So I ended up paying £20 for this thing. And then when I went to check out, I thought, oh, it's always going to be like £5.99 delivery or something. It was 99p delivery. So I got a cardigan that was supposed to be £50 for £20.99 delivered. And the same with Amazon. I wanted to buy a softbox light, you know, because I'm 35 and we need some good lighting up in here. And normally, again, with Amazon recently, whenever I buy anything, it always seems to just really bump up. Even though I have Prime, I'll have to pay like $4 or $5.99 for like delivery. And so I'd seen this light that I really wanted, but it was like $5.99 delivery and it wasn't going to be delivered for like 10 days. And I really wanted to get it sooner rather than later because, like I say, loads of people are sending us free stuff for the babies. And I eventually want to work with these brands and get paid for this shit. But I need good lighting for good quality pictures. And my house just seems to be dark. Like the lighting here is shit. And so I was like, oh, I don't really want to pay all that money. And then it doesn't even arrive for a week. I go on there tonight. I'm like, let me look again. I go on and it says, would you like to buy it secondhand? It's basically like a return. So the box is damaged, but it's completely, it's exactly how you'd want it. It works fine. Not only is it half the price pretty much, but the delivery is free and the delivery was the next day. How, like, I was just like, this is some kind of miracle. I don't know what's happening. Oh yes, it's the magic. And finally, I found my lost bank card. I lost my business banking card probably about 7 months ago now, 7-8 months ago. And I found it. It just turned up in my house where I've been living for the last 7 or 8 months. It just suddenly turned up. And so when you do the magic, all these little things that happen, they just demonstrate to you that it is working. And I say little, they're not little. 2 weeks ago, I was not earning any money. And now my job is this, being a podcaster, doing the Law of Attraction Changed My Life, sharing my love of positivity with hundreds of people, thousands of people. And I could not be more grateful and happier. So everyone who signed up to my Patreon, thank you so, so much. And to everyone who has bought candles and stuff, thank you, thank you, thank you. So if you're finding yourself feeling a little bit hopeless about your job situation or your money situation right now, and I know there's so many people that will have just finished university, they will have just become qualified in something, and that job market doesn't exist anymore. There's people that have trained their whole lives and our government are telling them, oh, you need to retrain in something else. Don't feel hopeless. Please don't. And don't get in a downward spiral. Allow yourself a certain amount of time to wallow. I did. I mean, it was quite a long time. But I think you do have to grieve the loss of what you thought you were going to have or what you've had for years. Don't think about how you're going to get out of it. Don't sit and rack your brains and think, but what can I do? How can I make money? What will my new career be? I've tried that and it gets you absolutely nowhere. What I find really easy and what I like about the magic is just focus on gratitude and raising your vibration. That's all you have to do. There's really no thinking involved in it. There's no figuring out. There's no, all of the guesswork is taken out. Your only job is to raise your vibration and to focus on your gratitude. And that kind of goes for any problem in life, not just work and money and all that kind of stuff. Any problem you have, if you can't find the way out of it, just be grateful for everything you have and say every single day, I'm thankful for the resolution that is coming my way, or I'm thankful for the perfect resolution to this problem. So I hope all of that made sense. I feel like every week I say I hope all of that made sense, but I just always feel like it doesn't make sense and that I've rambled on. But I really hope that you have enjoyed this week's podcast and that you get some value out of it. If you want to hear more than one podcast a week, guess what crazy bitch has signed herself up to podcasting every single morning for the month of December? That's right, it's me. I'm a glutton for punishment. I don't know why I did this, but I do know why, because people are getting so much out of it. Honestly, the Facebook group is just like a group of witches that have discovered their powers, and it's pretty incredible to see. Doing the magic, it may seem really simple, but it is something that truly can change your life. If you're sitting there thinking, I'm struggling, you can do this and know that in 28 days, your life will be dramatically different. Every time I've done it, it has been. But there are a few things I've learned over the years. Number one is doing it with other people is paramount, and doing it with people that are on the same vibration. You don't want to do it with your friend who's just going to give up after 3 days. You truly do raise each other's vibrations and help each other through it. And it just makes it more fun as well, to be honest. And the other thing that I've learned is that time truly doesn't matter. I've had so many listeners message me saying, am I too late to join the book club? Oh no, you've been doing it 4 days or whatever. It truly does not matter when you join this. The podcasts that I'm uploading are going to be there forever. So there's going to be 28 daily podcasts for you to listen to whenever you want to start this. But also when I do this practice with my friends, John and Kay, which we often do it together, we all start on day one, but you better believe that by day seven, we are all on different days. One of us will have got really drunk and been hungover for 2 days and 2 days behind. One of us will have been diligent, usually my friend Kay, and she will have just done it every single day. Someone like me, I just use the baby as an excuse and I'm like, oh shit, I missed a day yesterday or I didn't do it well enough. I'm going to go back a day. It truly doesn't matter. Don't give up just because you missed a day or you didn't do a day very well. Quite often, this 28-day process has taken me 40 days to complete. Honestly, about 40, 45 days. But we're looking for progress, not perfection. And considering the results that I get, do I really care that it takes me 40 days? Hell no, of course I don't. So those are just a couple of the little tips that I feel like doing it with other people and not feeling like you have to do it 28 days, exactly the same day as everyone else. You really, really don't. So if you do want to join my Patreon, I will leave the link in the show notes below. You get extra podcasts every single week. And like I say, all of the podcasts in the past, so all of these 28-day ones and everything, will always be available for as long as you're a patron. There's a new book or a new challenge every single month, and I already have great ideas for what I want to do next month. So that's exciting. There is a private Facebook group just for members of the Patreon. And I'm sorry if there's a few people, some people signed up and then they joined the Facebook group and then they deleted their Patreon account. And so I have had to remove those people just because there are so many people. The point of this group is it's supposed to be quite a small, intimate group of like-minded people. So if you are coming out of the Patreon and you're not doing it, It's not fair on everyone else to keep you in the group. So sorry, not sorry. And also support as well. Not only support from me, but support from everyone else in the group. And that has truly been priceless. I don't know if you've seen my stories on Instagram. I'm at Law of Attraction Changed My Life or at Francesca Amber. I've been reposting as many of the stories as I can. And it's just incredible to see everyone on the same wavelength all around the world. All doing the same thing. It's truly magical. It really, really is. So if you want to get involved, the link is below. What else do I have to tell you? The Christmas gift store. If you want to get candles, really, it's just the candles and potentially the necklaces. If you want to get those delivered before Christmas, this week really is the last week to order, just because the candles are handmade in small batches. And the necklaces, I am sometimes waiting on stock of different items. So if you want to order those, we now have gold thankful necklaces. I absolutely love mine. It's just an 18 karat gold necklace that says thankful. I'm really aware. Can you hear Laveau breathing really heavily in the background? Oh, God. The struggle is real. Anyway, as always, thank you so, so much for listening. If you want to help me out, you can leave a review. You can share this podcast. You can follow me on Instagram, all that stuff. I'll leave all the links down below. And if you're thinking of starting your own podcast, seriously, try Buzzsprout, because that's who my RSS host is. And they are incredible. I am trying to shout out businesses that have been great, especially in this pandemic, trying to support businesses that really are helpful, that are doing good in the world, basically. And Buzzsprout have made it so, so easy for someone like me, who is a bit of a technophobe, to be able to host my own podcast. And really, without crying too many times, like, it's just been quite easy, actually. So if you're interested in having your own podcast, I'm leaving a link down below. I think it gives you a free month or something like that. I can't remember. It gives you a free something. But I really, really would recommend Buzzsprout. Okay, thank you for listening, and I will see you next week. The Law of Attraction has changed my life. It's going to change yours too. From me and a very noisy Laveau, I'll see you next week. Bye. What up, bitches? It's no secret that reading has changed my goddamn life. I think it's incredible that people put their entire life's work, their teachings, into a book that often costs less than £10. It's incredible to me. And I am so thankful to all of the authors that have helped me on my self-development journey. And, you know, I have the UK's biggest self-development book club. There's over 3,000 of us reading along each month. But maybe you're thinking, Fran, I ain't got time to read. Who do you think I am? Barbara Cartland? No, you are busy. You are girl bossing it. You are living your goddamn life. And I get that. I see that. I hear it and I value it. And that's where Audible can come in. If you find yourself only with the time to be able to listen to something, but to not sit and physically hold a book, maybe you have a physical job like cleaning or whatever, where you are using your hands, or maybe you're a crafter and you want to be able to just listen to something and to learn on the go, or maybe you're driving a lot and you're able to listen to a book, but, you know, it's illegal to read a book and drive, bitches, don't try it, then Audible may be for you. I have a 30-day free trial that you can have a little go at and see if it's for you. You can download millions of books to your phone or to your laptop or whatever you fucking want and listen to it wherever you are. So check it out. I'll leave the link down below.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. and they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.